Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Joel Alkonen, co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show. Now Joel, let's break down some of the internals in these markets in terms of what sectors are doing well. The one sector that's standing out to me right now are the banks, the financial sector. I'm looking at XLF right now. That's up about 2.25%. And the banks have been kind of the standout here recently. And it does make sense when you consider that the long end of rates continue to rise. And that's how the banks can make some pretty easy money, borrowing at short-term rates, lending out at these longer-term rates. Joel, what do you think about how the banks seem to be the leaders right now?
I mean, they were slow to get off the mat for the, well, first of all, thanks for having me today. I mean, they were slow to recover from the pandemic. You have to think about too, that there was a lot of concern, you know, with banks' exposure to oil companies when you had that dip in oil. So it really took a long time for the banks to, you know, to catch up, start to participate in the rally. And now, you know, as you see in the markets, when, you know, when momentum takes over, when new trends take over, they're like bulldozers. And right now, the allure of, like you said, borrowing short term, loaning out long term, I mean, they're just locking into, you know, being able to lock into the profits. And, you know, your JP Morgan, which has always been a best in breed, up $6 today, Bank of America making a huge move. You know, they had their time to shine. People have to remember that, you know, when there's turns, towards value, or there turns, you know, towards different sectors, it could persist for quite some time. And we're all amazed at the small caps and what the financials are doing. But from 2001 through 2007, 2008, I mean, value way outperformed tech. Another negative thing about tech is, you know, higher rates. A lot of these, you know, companies are financing their production and their growth. So higher rates is, you know, overall not good for the tech sector.
Okay, let's talk about tech, because that's been really the laggard here. And for as much as tech led these markets higher, and even some of the comments I've gotten is that these markets need tech to do well, they're showing that they actually don't. At least in the short term, we've seen money rotate out of tech and stay within the markets, but really go towards this more reopen trade. How important is tech to the stability of these markets in your eyes, Joel?
You don't have to ask me. The market's telling you that they're not that important. I mean, I you know, I'm a big proponent of following the S&P 500 index here. You know, and I'm looking at, you know, my top four, top five components, top six components, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, Facebook, Tesla, they're all in the red. So it's so hard for me, the way I've been trained and conditioned to be, you know, a buyer in this market, when I see 20-25% of the index going in the opposite direction. But what's going to happen, you know, over the course of time is that your Berkshire Hathaway is going to move up and be a higher component in the index. Your JP Morgan is going to be a higher, instead of having one or two financials or one or two banks, I like to call it the top 11 components, because there's two, then you're just going to see a change in the composition, you know, of the index. And those companies are going to move out. Is Tesla going to drop out? Is Facebook? I mean, you've had it. There was a day when ExxonMobil was the, and GE were the two stalwarts, the biggest components in the index. So you're coming, it's a change, and I don't think it's turning around anytime soon.
Now, Joel, talking about this change in the markets, how important is it to note that we have a bunch of new investors in these markets? You and I were talking about this off mic, is the fact of the matter is a lot of these individuals, people around my age that have been sitting at home, have now started dabbling in the markets. They're just starting off now, and they are, it seems like, sticking to a bit more high-risk stocks, but they're now in the markets, and they're getting hooked. So how big of a change could that be, understanding that finally the younger population is taking part in these markets?
Corey, who doesn't want to get rich quick?
Oh, exactly. Especially right? When you're sitting at home.
Yeah, sitting at home. A couple things here. I'll go generational for you, too. You know, you have, I'm a little bit older than you, a lot older than you guys, but you have a couple generations of adults that really got burned. You know, maybe got burned in 87, maybe got burned during the tech bubble, maybe got burned in 2007, 2008, and then got burned again in 2020. And so, not much participation, not talked by the older generations about the markets. And then you have a pandemic, and then you have people staying at home and the access to the markets, free commissions. Man, why not? So it's good that we're attracting a new set, a new generation of investors. I'm not sure how thrilled I am that, it's Wall Street Bets and Reddit and pumping stocks, but that this it's gone to, they missed the boat. They feel they missed the boat in tech. So they're going to, the value. And first things first, if you're out there and you're listening, I don't know what the demographics are your show, but if you made some good money in some of these wild stocks, take some chips off the table, put it in something. I don't care if you put it in AT&T at 6%, 7%. Those are the historical norms. Those are the historical returns on the markets. The things that you're seeing now are not the norm. So if you're fortunate enough to capitalize on these things, then take the money and put it into some other more conservative. I mean, you could still wheel and deal, but, take some of that money. I mean, I've always been a big proponent of, the indexes and buying the S&P 500. And, I can't beat the market picking all these different stocks. I have maybe some stocks that are some individual winners, but it's hard to beat the market. And the other thing is don't go on margin. I have never bought one stock, one bond, one anything on margin. And that's the way people that can get hurt. You can have unrealized losses. You can have trading halts. You can have overnight things that happen. Also, if you're younger and you're having a run in the market and stuff, think 15, 20 years down the line. What do you want to do? You want to pay for your kids' college education. You want to have a home. You want to retire. So, take advantage of what's going on in the markets now, but realize it's not always going to be like this.
Yeah, I think that's a good tip right there. Be diversified and also understand that these markets are crazy right now. But I do think we all need to take a step back and realize that this younger generation is now in these markets. There are still some lessons that they will need to learn. But this younger generation, they have different biases. They have different ideas about what they want to invest in. And that could change some of these, I guess, decade-long trends where the older generation now is maybe not going to be the drivers of these markets. Joel, in terms of this reopening trade, though, it's a theme that we keep on coming back to. And there's comments saying that, well, now that stuff is starting to reopen, maybe this trade is fully valued because we're going to need some of that background data to actually confirm that jobs are coming back at the rate at which the market seems to be expecting it. What do you think about that reopening trade? Is there still room to run higher here?
Boy, oh boy, I tell you, I think there's a lot of expectations built into this. And I guess I would just say as long as there's not a major second wave, I think there's pent-up demand. If you look at the history of pandemics, there are second waves. We do have a vaccine. Carnival Cruise Lines, back to where it was in February of 2020 with boats in the dock. I don't know. I just don't see it. And if it stays like this and the vaccines are working and everything, then it can continue. But I think any bump in the road, any major outbreak, any kind of, shutdown that we have, these stocks are going to get absolutely crushed. So maybe, take some profits here. As far as getting long here with the expectation that it's going to continue, then have a short leash on something like that or be diversified. Just don't put it all into one issue or and look at things on a technical basis. So if you feel like you missed the boat, you got to get in at Carnival Cruise Lines here at 29, don't wait until it's 26 to figure out you're wrong. because it things will happen that quickly. So a lot of expectations built into the market. I just hope that that the market, that the economy, can deliver. I mean, I'm planning a vacation. I'm planning on going to Florida. I mean, I'm getting out of the house for the first time in a month. So, if I'm doing it, maybe, maybe other people are too.
Oh, I've been hearing about a lot of the guests I have down in the U.S. planning trips, and I have to say I'm pretty jealous because we are pretty limited here in Canada still as to where we can go to get sunshine. But another consideration, if people start traveling, does that reopen trade actually happen if maybe they start stepping away from the markets? We'll see. But either way, boy, oh boy, these markets continue to be strong, and it's now banks leading the charge. Joel, it's great chatting with you. As always, buddy, I will post a link to the Benzinga website where everyone can listen to that pre-market prep show. Thanks for your time, Joel. Chat with you next week, buddy.
Okay, thank you.